Happy New Year, everybody. You're listening to the best of the Maggie Dawn Show. Thanks for tuning in this holiday season.
What is up, Wisconsin? Welcome or welcome back if you're rejoining us. My name's Maggie Dawn, host of the Maggie Dawn Show here on the Civic Media Radio Network. It is an extraordinary privilege to be joined by my very special next guest. Her name is Olivia Troy. She is a self-styled John McCain Republican. She's an American national security official. She worked for the Republican National Committee right out of college and then began her career in national security after the September 11th attacks. She served the Pentagon as a George W. Bush administration appointee. She was an intelligence official in the DHS Office of Intelligence and Analysis, serving as a chief of strategy, policy, and plans. And she worked in the office of the Vice President of the United States for Mr. Mike Pence as the Homeland Security and Counterterrorism Advisor. She also served as an aide to the White House Coronavirus Task Force. Also including all of that incredible resume, part of her brief when she worked in the Trump White House as an aide to Vice President Pence was disaster relief. And so, Ms. Troy, first, thank you for making time for us. And second of all, let's start there with disaster relief. The former MAGA president has said some incredibly untrue and inflammatory things about the Biden-Harris administration, indicating that President Biden and Vice President Harris are holding up disaster relief to certain areas of the country run by Republican governors. Your reactions to that, because you have some firsthand experience with that kind of politicking with American lives, if you will.
Yes. Well, Maggie, thanks for having me. It's so great to join you today. And thank you for the thoughtful introduction. I've got to be honest with you. It has been very infuriating to watch Donald Trump politicize this week when so many Americans are in need right now. And it's just been so awful to see these communities and the impact of Hurricane Helene. But, you know, it's always projection with Donald Trump when he's accusing others. I'll say that. And I think, you know, first of all, these are complete lies, just to be very clear, right? I mean, he is flat out lying about what he's saying about the Biden administration's response to the Hurricane Helene in these communities. And the reason I call it projection is because those of us who worked in the Trump administration, I worked on disaster relief. I worked on the coordination of release and disaster relief to these communities at times, whether it was, I mean, I worked floods, I worked hurricanes, I worked tornadoes, I worked mass shootings. I mean, the gamut of us. I think Mike Pence used to call me his bad news bear because when he saw me walking in, he was like, here it comes. This isn't going to be good. She's going to tell me something bad has happened. And time after time, Donald Trump would sit on the disaster relief declaration. Sometimes they would be sitting on his office, on his desk, and he would be weighing it depending on how he felt about the politics of the day or that county. And I saw him do it on the wildfires with California. He felt California is a Democrat state. We're not going to release the aid there. And at times people had to tell him, like, by the way, that county actually voted for you, the majority of them. I say that because disaster relief should never be politicized. That shouldn't even enter a president's mind when Americans are in need. That should be it shouldn't even be anywhere near the conversation. And so watching Donald Trump try to spin that and say that the Biden administration is doing this, I know firsthand that that's because Donald Trump, that's how he thinks of the world. He thinks of it as an opportunity that he's in a moment of power where he can pull, you know, the strings on this, and it's to the detriment of Americans, right? It's hurting them. And so he's also hurting Americans today by doing that because he's lying to them. He's making Americans who are already hurting even more upset. And it's just complete disinformation, and it's reckless. It's reckless for someone who wants to be president of the United States again to behave this way. And I think voters should take note of this because today it's that community. The next day, you know, tomorrow it could be yours, and it won't matter. Like I tell people this, Florida, if he has a falling out with Ron DeSantis as a Republican governor, it's all about vengeance, right?
Well, to Wisconsin voters, to your very point, Olivia, this is a state with a Democratic governor. heaven forbid, everyone that's listening, every Trump supporter, every independent, every undecided voter, if a terrible natural disaster was to hit this state and Donald Trump, according to the woman that was in the White House in 2018 when it happened, Miss Olivia Troy, my guest today, by her recollection, Donald Trump is likely to not approve aid because we are run by Tony Evers as our governor. This matters. People may die because he wants to play politics with American lives. Again, this most recent reporting coming out of Politico's E&E News that again, you and your colleague Mark Harvey had to literally show Donald Trump the voting numbers from Republican counties in California in order to get the disaster aid relief released in 2018. Now, Mark Harvey has been an outspoken critic. He's come out since the Trump administration. You did so in 2020. You've continued to be an outspoken critic, though again, a self-styled John McCain Republican. You have deep national security and disaster experience, again, running the gamut, as you stated. Liz Cheney was recently in Ripon, Wisconsin, the birthplace of the Republican Party here in this country. What do you have to say, Olivia? Talk to these swing voters or undecideds or traditional conservatives in the state, conservatives of good conscience in the state of Wisconsin. How should they view these hundreds of former Trump administration officials, of which you are one, who have come out and said, not only is he unfit, not only is he a risk to the health and wellness of every single American and our democracy, but I will also voice my support and will be voting for Kamala Harris. What is your message to these voters here in the state?
I think it's important to understand that, I mean, this is completely unprecedented, right? I mean, to have this many people who know Donald Trump, like, so well. We worked with him. We saw what he was like on a daily basis. And these are all very conservative voices. These are Bush alumni. These are Romney alumni, McCain alumni. All of these coalitions are coming together and saying, we've got to take a stand against the extremism of what Donald Trump brings, and he is a danger for our country. And we can disagree on policy issues, but right now what matters is coming together to stand against this extremism, because we want to preserve our democracy. We want to protect America as we stand today. And so a Donald Trump presidency will be the end of that.
Thank you so much. That is Olivia Troy, an American national security official who worked in the George W. Bush administration and worked in the Trump White House directly for Vice President Pence, a John McCain Republican, a conservative. Thank you, ma'am, for your service to this country and your fearlessness in speaking the truth to American voters. Folks, I'm Maggie Dawn. You're listening to The Maggie Dawn Show here on the Civic Media Radio Network. Keep it locked. We'll be back with more after these brief messages.